Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, hello and welcome, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, kicking off this Freedom Friday. That's right, hour number one. Hope your Friday is off to a good start. We have plenty to talk about today, including, let me just see if I get this correctly, on Wednesday, Hunter Biden's sweetheart deal went to pieces. It went killywampus. And then yesterday, there's new charges against Donald Trump. Now, wasn't the last time Hunter Biden was on the hot seat when Jack Smith leaked the letter that they were considering another indictment of Donald Trump? Could there be a relationship between these? Cause and effect, if you will. We'll get into it. Plus, how do we solve the problem of people in the House and the Senate that clearly should not be there? Some say an age limit. I don't think that actually is a solution. But there is a need for something. And it's, here's the spoiler, it's called integrity. And that's a lot harder to try to scratch out in Washington, D.C. We'll get into all of that. But of course, we have a few other things to do first here on this Friday, beginning with the fact that I'll remind you it is 7 minutes after the hour, which means as we speak it, in Indonesia, it is 9:07 p.m. In Doha, Qatar, 4:07 p.m. In Medio, Dublin, 2:07 p.m. And in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., 9:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check. TM, the regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour to make sure one can never forget, no matter how much the mainstream legacy media tries to ignore the abject corruption, the illegality, depravity, and, well, frankly, the ickiness of the Biden crime family. We will continue to make sure that patriotic Americans know the truth. Well, hello, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe. It is a Freedom Friday, plenty to talk about today, but as always, we kick our Fridays off with a special interview called the Headline Roundup. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, this is our weekly game show where I put producer Steve to the test. Mrs. Regular Joe, the executive producer of this segment of the show, scours the interwebs to find the most interesting of headlines, and then supplying that headline and only the headline to producer Steve, he has to figure out, is it real or is it fake news? Not as easy as you might believe in these strange times. Then after he's locked his answer in, add a little flesh to the bone, a little bit of the details from the story, and the final word comes from none other than he who continues to be indicted for breathing, the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, to tell us whether or not it's a true story, Steve, or if it's just fake news, or many cases, satire. So that's how it works. You can play along. Steve, you can beat Steve at his attempts today. Now, fair warning, he is the GOAT when it comes to this game, the greatest of all time, having once achieved the record of 12-0. No wrong answers. With that, I welcome you to the game, Steve. How are you feeling today on going 12-0 again?
You know, not real confident, and that's good because every time when I'm not bringing the confidence, I seem to have a pretty good week. But
well, just know that Mrs. Regular Joe is not lacking in the confidence when she's picking these stories.
Oh, I know she's not.
She looks to be the upsetter, the disruptor. And here's your first headline, sir. David Letterman bags groceries in stock shelves in Iowa.
Oof. I thought he'd like was living in a woods and in like Wyoming.
Last time I saw him, he had
yeah,
an enormous
beard,
ZZ Top beard. Going
yeah,
on.
He's got the whole old man living in a van down by the river thing.
Which probably could be accurate.
Could be.
True.
I'm going true. I'm going
you
true.
We need the Steve cam. He literally, you know, his lips were moving between true and false, and he couldn't articulate which one it was going to go with.
True.
You're going to go with true. Then you think it's because he's, like, hard up for money?
No, I think he's doing it as some stunt for something, either environmental nonsense or, I don't know, something.
You think it's a liberal area. Well, let's go with this. So he's going to say, he says, true. Comedian David Letterman joined the workforce Friday, bagging groceries and stocking shelves at the Hy-Vee grocery store in Des Moines. I know it's Des Moines. People always, you know how to really say, yes, I do, actually. Iowa. An image went viral on Facebook with the caption, "You'll never know who you'll bump into while shopping the aisles at Hy-Vee." Letterman stopped by to help promote the Hy-Vee Indy Race Car Weekend. He posted a clip of his work to Instagram that he owns one of the race cars that compete at Sunday, number 45. Now, I have to stop there before we go any further.
Why would he have that number?
Well, I was going to go with, why does he own a race car?
That's not a very green vehicle. I know, but again, hypocrisy knows no bounds.
I mean, that's a huge carbon footprint.
Oh, for sure.
I think that he should be brought up on. If this is true, I think he should be charged by The Hague, and that bratty 20-year-old could be the prosecutor.
I'm just happy to be increasing my carbon footprint while my car's in the shop.
Yeah, and driving the big old F-150 or
F-150.
F-150. I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
Made you feel bigger, didn't it?
I miss having a truck. I've had a truck forever, and yeah, going to get one again. Maybe this one. Mm.
According to the story in this video, he has... It sounds like you're begging on air there.
Kind of.
He has the store manager to tie on his apron and converse with employees as he goofed off during his shift. One newspaper compared Letterman's day of work to Lana Del Rey's similar appearance, where she took on a shift waitressing at an Alabama Waffle House on Thursday, according to that outlet. But Letterman took his regular working day to another level, noting that he was so comfortable with the Hy-Vee store chain that he didn't mind eating off the floor there. Then, as he departed on his way to the race, he said, "That's all I've got, 30 years in television." You went with true.
I did. It's so true.
The fact of the matter is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
I still think
that's such a true story.
I want a press release from Greta Thunberg on my desk before the end of the show. Yelling at David Letterman. He is killing her generation with that masculine race car, which is number 45, which is also kind of amusing.
Yeah.
You know how Obama was kind of telling us something with his letter to the librarian?
Oh, is Letterman a closet Trump fan?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's been closet conservative all this time. Top ammunition maker mocks labeling. Freshly bagged like Hunter's cocaine.
Okay, you're definitely got to repeat this one.
Top ammunition maker mocks labeling. Freshly bagged like Hunter's cocaine.
Okay, so mocks labeling. True.
You're going with true.
Yeah. It's an ammo manufacturer making fun of Hunter Biden because they're attacked.
You deducted that all by yourself.
Yeah.
The headline that just said that didn't tell you that.
Correct.
All right. Well, but you think that's what an ammunition maker would do?
Why not? They're targets anyway. No pun intended.
Well, you're. Ba-dum-ba. Can we get a rim shot for this?
I really wasn't trying that either.
He's on En Fuego today, ladies and gentlemen. First son Hunter Biden might have thought he was a member of America's fraternity of gun owners with his pistol collection, but at least one notable ammunition maker is not a fan. Novi, Michigan-based, Fenix Ammunition was already on record with criticisms of Joe Biden's gun-grabbing efforts. But this week it added Hunter Biden and White House security to those firm mocks on its ammunition packaging. On bags of 9mm full metal jacket rounds, the company printed, quote, "freshly bagged, just like Hunter Biden's cocaine."
You know what? And if these guys sell 40 cal ammo, I'm going to start buying from them because that's awesome. If this is true.
If it's true, I think a lot of people are going to buy. CEO Justin Nazaroff said the line was a way of getting in a dig at Biden's son and the White House failure to identify the owner of a bag of cocaine found near the Situation Room last month, despite cameras and sensors in the facility. Quote, it's absolutely outrageous that it's been a full week and we have no idea who, quote, snuck, end quote, a bag of cocaine into the White House, Nazaroff told the outlet. Quote, if it was a bag of anthrax or a file folder of classified documents they found at Mar-a-Lago, we would know the entire history of it from start to finish. The only time it seems we find these gaps in security are when it benefits the Democrat agenda, he added. You said true.
I did.
The fact is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
It is, Robert.
That's such a true story.
Yes, it's Fenix, F-E-N-I-X, Fenix Ammunition, out of Michigan. All right, so we have one headline to hit the break. We'll get Steve's answer when we get back. Donald Trump Jr. So this is a quote, you know. Donald Trump Jr., quote, I don't snort cocaine. It's just not my thing.
The regular Joe.
Today on Hey Culligan, smart home, smarter water softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your regular Joe with you on this Freedom Friday. In the midst of the headline roundup, a strong start for producer Steve. 2-0 with the headline going to the break. Donald Trump Jr., : I don't snort cocaine. It's just not my thing. So that was the headline. Steve, is it real or is it fake news?
True. I'm going true.
You're going true, as in true. You don't think it's his thing? Or you think the headline's true?
I don't think it's his thing. I think he's a lot like his dad. I think he's a straight shooter. I think if he did it, he would own that he did it and say, I never did it again, and go from
there. All right, well, that was very confident that you instilled confidence on me. All right. Donald Trump Jr. in a recent speech before Turning Point Actions Conference did an extended riff on the cocaine found at the White House. Quote, my guys who I stayed in touch with, many of them just dear friends, they're like, hey, dude, there's no way you would have gotten away with that, he animatedly told the crowd. I go, I know. Luckily, I don't snort cocaine. It's just not my thing, end quote. The Secret Service said the following Thursday that it could not find the culprit for the powdery drug. You went with true story, Steve.
I did.
The fact is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
3-0.
That's such a true story.
All right, now we know all about the raging Bidenomics economy, and that gives us this headline. Restaurant hires extra staff to remind people they need to order at the kiosk.
True.
You're going with true.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon.
Okay, we're good.
With the public at large still adjusting to more modernized retail service, a local restaurant was forced to hire additional personnel who would be responsible for telling customers they need to order at the automated kiosks instead of the counter.
Get over here so the computer can help you.
I can picture this.
I know.
That's what's so bad. Quote, we had to increase our staff to let customers know we were reducing our staff, said Erica Cartwright, owner of The Aggressive Rainbow Cafe.
Oh, that sounds... Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quote, made the decision to switch to electronic kiosks for ordering to save a lot of money in payroll costs, but we quickly discovered we needed people on staff to tell everyone to use the kiosks. You said true. I hate to tell you.
The news is fake.
Oh.
I think it's just not true yet, but it was... I mean, I saw Portland, Oregon. I'm like, this has got to be real.
What was the name of the restaurant?
The Enchanted Rainbow or something? No, where did cool. Oh, I put the story away. I'm looking at the wrong story. I'm like, why can't I find the name? The Aggressive Rainbow Cafe. You know, if we Google that name exists somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, staying with food and a hallowed tradition here. on the headline roundup, I have our
Mickey
McDonald's
D's.
Story of the week. McDonald's to create a spinoff restaurant named Cosmic, its old alien mascot.
Fake. Fake news. You would think if McDonald's had spun one off, they would do it, have done it already.
Well, I mean, they had, didn't they? They owned Chipotle, but that wasn't really...
But they bought it, right? I mean...
Yeah, I think they sold it since, but okay. McDonald's Corporation plans to create a spinoff restaurant brand called Cosmics, C-O-S, capital M, lowercase c apostrophe s, sometime in 2024 with a perhaps familiar alien starring as its mascot. Cosmic is a retro McDonald's character that appeared in ads in the 1980s and 90s. I have, if that's true, I have
no idea.
Memory.
Me either.
Hamburglar, yes. Grimace, yes. Which is a taste bud. Really gross. All that Fry Guys, I don't know. Cosmic was a part space creature and part machine and loved McDonald's food. It joined the McDonaldland fictional fantasy world where McDonald's mascot Ronald McDonald and his friends live. Quote, Cosmic is a small format concept with all the DNA of McDonald's. That is not a good selling point right there.
Yeah.
That mental picture, the DNA of McDonald's. But with its own unique personality, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempinski said during the company's earnings call on Thursday. Coincidentally, the McDonald's announcement came on the heels of a special House subcommittee holding a UFO hearing on Capitol Hill this week. You said fake news.
I did.
You're not correct, my sir. That is real.
That's a true story, right, Steve?
I don't
remember. That's such a true story.
I did, like, search to see what this Cosmic. I don't remember Cosmic at all.
Oof.
Whatever. I mean, I can understand. I grew up in Washington, D.C. Do you know we did not have a McDonald's, in at least where we lived in D.C.? I think I was almost, like, 10 or 12 before we had the first McDonald's.
I grew up in a town of, like, 5,500 people. I didn't have a McDonald's until I went to...
Okay, but I'm just saying, I grew up in one of the largest cities in the country, and we still didn't have one. But either way, Ice Cube tries to improve his street cred by riding with Tucker Carlson.
That's fake. That's fake news.
In an attempt to increase his credibility on the street, rapper actor Ice Cube booked an appearance on conservative media pundit Tucker Carlson's show on Twitter, also known now as X, thinking anyone seeing him hanging around Carlson will have no doubt he's a tough customer. Quote, if you want people to think you're hardcore, you gotta be around Tucker, Cube said after his interview with Carlson was completed. Quote, I've spent a lot of time in Hollywood over the years, and it can be easy to lose some of your edge and make people think you've gone soft. Rolling through South Central with Tucker Carlson shows everyone I'm still the real deal.
It's a fake headline, but I he's been rolling with Tucker Carlson. I mean, Cuba's been saying some not stupid things.
So, but you went with fake news.
I did.
The answer to the question of is this headline and story real is...
It was false and fake. It never happened.
Well, they did roll together, but those quotes were never said. All right. Now, are you're not a video game person, are you?
No. Well, I mean, no. I'd like to play, like, Madden football, that kind of stuff. I'd like to.
So you are a game. Okay.
No, I
so,
just...
No.
I would like to. I don't
and
have...
Charlie going to Barbie... Come on. Just own it. Xbox has new Ninja Turtles controllers, and they smell like pizza. You look confused. You know what the controller is, right?
Yeah, true.
That is completely a guess, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. So Microsoft and Paramount Pictures are giving away Xbox controllers based on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which they are proudly proclaiming are the world's first pizza-scented Xbox controllers. Is it real or fake? We'll find out after the break.
The Regular Joe Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. GOP presidential frontrunner candidate Donald Trump is blasting the Justice Department for what he calls abuse after more charges were filed against him in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. Trump says this is what you get for leading in the polls for the White House in 2024, calling the charges ridiculous. Randy Meisner, one of the Eagles' founding members, died on Wednesday at the age of 77. The band announced the news and said he passed away from complications from COPD. That's a respiratory disease. In their announcement, they remembered Meisner as an integral part of the Eagles and instrumental in the early success of the band. Members of Congress are planning to tour the site of the deadly Parkland school shooting next week before it's demolished. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Friday to one and all, Joe Giganti. If you rig the Joe here with you. Now, we just hit the break a moment ago. We've been extending the headline roundup a little in the past couple weeks because it's a fun little segment. Plus, well, I mean, to give these headlines their due, we can't quite rush through them before the break. Steve was having to try to decide. Xbox has a new tinge of... I can say that. Hold on. Hang on. Am I turning into... did I just have a Fetterman moment?
No, because...
The Eagles!
No, because you realized you had the issue.
I could be like the senior senator. I mean, really senator.
From Kentucky?
California. Oh, well, no, I was thinking, well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to pick at this point.
I know.
When, I mean, it's, and this, by the way, Fetterman is the proof it's not an age thing.
Right.
It's an integrity thing. It's a self-awareness thing. I mean, this week you had Feinstein, you had Mitch McConnell, wasn't there? I thought, Nancy Pelosi had her moment. Joe Kennedy.
You had they had their leader. Look at Ronald Reagan, how he handled it. That's how they should all handle it. Say, hey, this is what I've got. My public life's over.
Oh, but careful, though. You're going to get all the people.
I know.
You know, he had dementia when he was in office.
No, crap. No, he did not.
But whatever. All right, your headline. Xbox has a new Ninja Turtle controller, and they smell like pizza. That was the headline. You went with...
I went with true.
And then I read this little teaser. Microsoft and Paramount Pictures are giving away Xbox controllers based on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, which I think is a new movie, if I'm not mistaken, or TV show, whatever, which they are proudly proclaiming are the world's first pizza-scented Xbox controllers. Now, you got to wonder, do you want your controller to smell like pizza?
No.
I mean, if you did this, if this is real... You would think they would tie in with, like, Domino's or somebody.
They,
you know,
they have Pizza Hut. I've seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle commercials for Pizza Hut, so I'm thinking this is true.
I see. Now, you're a step ahead of me on this. Now, according to the...
Charlie, did you get that on tape?
There's a first for everything. All right. Satisfy, this is a quote, satisfy your hunger for kicking butt in the world's first ever pizza-scented controller, Microsoft says in an Xbox Wire post about the controller designed to deliver the smell of the turtle's beloved meal to your game time. These exclusive Xbox wireless controllers come with a built-in scent diffuser shaped like a slice of delicious New York za. That's what they call it. That's a pretty fancy way to say you've made a controller that smells weird and will continue to smell even weirder as time goes on. They don't even specify what kind of pizza it smells like. My question is, if you press the button, this is what I say, does it order a pizza for you? Do you know how, like, Amazon has the button, you just press and it orders something?
Actually, I don't.
Oh, you don't Amazon?
No.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. We don't want to go, anyway. Well, I've never used that feature, although I did read where these kids were, like, pressing the button. They get, like, 200 boxes of tissues or whatever delivered. Anyway, you said true. The fact is...
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
I personally would not... again, I'm not a gamer like you, so I don't know. I can't... sticking with the gamers, Nintendo unveils new controller designed to be chucked across the room. And I understand this part because I do have some kids that play video games.
True, just because I think when they're playing video games, the controller can slip out. I know somebody who did that years and years ago with a Wii. They were playing Wii Golf, and it slipped out, went right through their flat-screen TV.
See, now this, I think, is for what they call, I believe it's called rage gaming.
Yeah.
Where they get angry, and they get all upset, and they fling the controller. And then they go, Mom, Dad, I don't know what happened. The controller's broken.
Yeah.
So you went with true. There's no story with this one. There's just a headline. So other than this one lead line, Nintendo unveils new controller designed to be chucked across the room, which is the same thing as the headline. The fact is, though...
fake news was indeed fake news.
All right, we got a couple more to get through. We're going to do a short segment, then we're going to get into the news of the day, including, of course, the Trump charges on the heels of Hunter's bad day in court. What do we do about all these senators and members of the Congress that seemingly can't remember where they are or their name? plus a very, very important hearing that went on Capitol Hill yesterday over the so-called gender-affirming health care. We will get into all of that in mere moments. Campbell's Soup Company to invest $160 million to increase Goldfish cracker capacity in Utah.
Biden's economy, goldfish are cheap. True.
Did you hear the whole headline? To increase goldfish capacity in Utah. Why do they need... I'm intrigued by the headline. Why do they need more capacity for goldfish in Utah?
Well, at least they're not shipping it to China.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, is there a dearth of...
I don't know if Utah is where you make your...
So you think this is a production issue? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm thinking they're just...
They're just adding capacity.
They need more space in Utah is what I think. No, like, shelf space. But all right, you go with yours, I'll go with mine. You're saying true. Campbell's Soup Company announced today it is investing $160 million to make more goldfish crackers and meet increased consumer demand. The expansion of the company's Richmond, Utah facility will add a new line to the plant and increase the bakery goldfish output by 50%, producing more. How many goldfish? Now, this is what's scary. They break it down to how many they make in an hour and how many they make per second. What do you think the answer is? How many goldfish do you think they produce per hour?
Per hour? A million goldfish an hour.
And how many do you think per second? And I know you can't do the math.
Yeah.
Take a flyer.
5,000.
All right. It's a good thing you're not a math major.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm
still... 5 million goldfish per hour. 1,500 goldfish per second.
Wow.
That's a lot of goldfish.
That's a lot of goldfish.
You said true, and the fact is...
That's a true story, right, Steve? That's such a true story.
By popular demand, it's here. What a pizza.
From like, you mean like Whataburger?
Concept.
True.
The Whataburger Corporation has just announced that due to lots of customer demand and input, they are now adding Whatapizza to their extensive food items. The Whatapizza was developed by one of the best Italian pizza chefs in the world, Brooklyn-based Luigi Pinot, whose pizzas have won countless Best Pizza Awards throughout Italy, France, Scotland, and Brooklyn. According to a spokesperson from the company, okay, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, the Whataburger chain is now going to proceed to kick the combined pizza-making arses of Pizza Hut, Domino's, I had to clean that up, Papa John's, Shakey's, and Little Caesars with our new Whatapizza. On a side note, it says President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. and Mrs. Jill Biden, recently tried the new Whatapizza in Washington, D.C., and they said it was the greatest tasting pizza they've ever had. You said true.
I did.
The fact of the matter is... All right, we got two more, and then we hit the road here. Carmaker CEO admits bumpers were probably a darn good idea. Just a bizarre headline.
Can you read that one more time?
I'm going to read it as it's actually written. Like, Carmaker CEO admits bumpers were probably a damn good idea.
True. I don't either. True.
All right, you're going true. Global automakers gathered in San Diego at the triannual WAMOS, it's an acronym, WAMOS, convention on Monday to talk about the future of auto safety. But one CEO in attendance was more nostalgic about past safety ideas that worked very well, but have been abandoned for the sake of style and back-end profit. Quote, bumpers were probably a very great idea, admitted the head of one major European carmaker. I recently got into a minor fender bender out in the countryside in one of our latest E-models. Unfortunately, the car was a complete write-off. I walked home, he admits. I could have spilled my latte. Very unfortunate circumstances. A bumper would have made all the difference. You said...
True.
And the fact of the matter is...
You're CNN. You're fake news. You have an agenda.
This is getting tight here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6 and 5.
Oh, 6 and 5. We might have to go to a tiebreaker here. Here's your headline. Amazon driver dives headfirst into customer's swimming pool.
True.
Now, what's your mindset behind the true?
Maybe it's just so hot and the person says, hey, if you want to take a swim, and he does it. I don't know.
You sounded very like you didn't care.
No, I care.
No energy. It could be the
no, I just...
Why are we doing this right now?
It could be a lot of the roundup is you got to go by your gut.
Well, I understand. I was trying to understand your mindset, and it seemed like I was putting you out like, oh, I got to actually speak?
Well, you know how dangerous trying to understand my mindset is.
But I gave up on that like a decade ago.
Yeah.
All right, an Amazon driver managed to cool off in style while making deliveries this week. A homeowner in Gardena, California, left a note by their pool to say, quote, if you want to go for a swim, you are welcome to, end quote. I just said that as a quick side note. Before I go deeper, but this is a true story. This is a true story, Steve, my story. Not done with this story. When I used to do I was in sales, yeah. Exterior remodeling. We did a lot of roofs, side, everything, windows, the whole deal, siding. I was in the dead of summer, it's super hot out, and you're getting up on these ladders. It's a good 10 to 20 degrees warmer when you get up onto the roof than it is, you know, on ground level and everything else. There's a number of times that I was doing this at houses where they had beautiful pools just sitting there, crystal blue water. One particular time, the guy was sitting, as I'm up on the roof, sweating and dying, he's just sitting in the pool talking to me about, and a couple of every so often be like, oh, this is just so refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm up there measuring and dying, and I'm like, gosh, it looks beautiful. Looking for an invite like this homeowner. Hey, you want to just jump in and cool? I would have done it, by the way, in a heartbeat. In all the homes I did, and I mean, I did quotes on hundreds of homes in my time with that company, dozens of pools. Not one person ever said, do you want to dip your head in? Just put your head, just to cool it. No, the one that killed me, he's just sitting there, arms back on the side of the pool.
It's like Caddyshack. We got a pond and a pool. Pond's good for you.
I'd have taken the pond. But then again, now, I mean, the other side, there's a lot of people like, hey, can I get you water? Very kind because they know how hot it is. But this guy's just sitting back. He's just cooling off, feeling good, talking to me about how great the pool feels as I'm up there beating down. The shirts we wear were usually black shirts, so it's like intensified. I'm like, thanks, I'm glad to be
here. Not only is the pool refreshing, but this beer happens to be extra refreshing today.
You know, I pity anyone that's sweating to death right now. Thank you, I appreciate it. All right, anyway, so just, it reminded me of that. He got this person in Gardena, California, they know how it is. After dropping off his parcel at the home, an Amazon employee then decided, after reading the note, to take him up on it, videotaping himself, diving headfirst, uniform and all, into the pool. The fact is...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
That gives it 7 and
That's
5.
That's such a true story.
All right, two quick bonus headlines. Doesn't change the outcome. Just since we have two left, might as well do them. Democrat lawmaker gets celebrated after going on nine-hour food and water strike.
Oh, that's so true.
It is absolutely true. We have audio for this later. Representative Greg Cesar, it's so ridiculous. He's a Texas Democrat who went on a food and hunger strike in Washington because supposedly Greg Abbott has outlawed water breaks. It's not true. And he has video of himself sitting in the sun in D.C. going, oh, I'm out here on the steps going on 6 hours. Without having eaten, no. Anyway,
oh, that's
he
awesome.
He only can make it 9 hours. He broke after 9 hours. They immediately rushed to his aid, including they put an oxygen monitor on his on his finger, a cold compress on his neck, and immediately administered him life-saving spring water. So that is, in fact, true.
That's a true story, right, Steve?
That's awesome.
That's such a true story.
Tennessee Democrat Cohen comes up with a brilliant solution to the trans locker room issue. Put up some kind of barrier, like a wall, between the biological women and the non-biological women.
True.
That is absolutely...
That's a true story, right, Steve?
So you mean...
That's such a true story.
I'm just trying to make sure I can understand what he's saying. He's saying, so since there's guys that have penises in the same room as women, maybe you should have a wall between them. You know, like two separate locker rooms. He's brilliant, ladies and gentlemen. Problem solved. We'll be back right after this.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Widow, widow, chicken dinner!
We hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion, Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Welcome, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe here with you, wrapping up hour number one. We did an extended headline roundup, but that's okay. I purposely did that today because with all the serious heavy-duty stuff going on, and we will have plenty of discussion on that, I wanted to do something a little lighthearted to start with. It's good to take a breath and realize there are still things to laugh about in this world. Now, that will include Greg Kazar. We'll have that sound for you in the next hour. Something that's not as funny, although it's easily mocked, but just not as funny, is the things we've been witnessing in this past week. And look, I'm an equal opportunity person here. I've said this many times. I don't care if they've got an R or a D or no letter after their name. If they're not acting in such a way that they're in the best interest of our country and our nation, I'm going to call it out. I did it with Mitch McConnell. I'm going to do it now with Dianne Feinstein. It's not the first time. I've said clearly she's not in her mind to be able to do her job. Well, that was on full display yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, when all she had to do was to vote aye in a committee hearing on something that's already been debated. You'll hear, if you listen closely, several aides trying to get her to do that job, cut number 12.
Senator Feinstein.
Say aye.
Pardon me?
Aye.
Yeah.
To say
I would like to support a yes vote on this. It provides $823 billion. That's an increase of $26 billion for the Department of Defense. And it funds priorities submitted.
They're interrupting. Yeah, you're not supposed to speak.
Okay. Just
say yay or nay.
Aye.
Thank you.
And then she says, after she's being coached by no less than two people, all she'd do is say aye or nay. She didn't know where she was. She didn't know what she was doing. Yet she has the full power of a senator.
The Regular Joe Show.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.